Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Adley Rutschman met with the media as the Orioles prepare for the start of the postseason at Camden Yards.
Adley, this is obviously the biggest game for you guys. There's not a lot of playoff experience, but how would you describe how everybody's been approaching this week? And is it pretty much the same mood as it has been?
Yeah, I think our guys have the same process going into this weekend. You know, we've battled all year long to get to this point, and we're just going to take the same approach and play team baseball.
Stay right here.
Hey, Adley. Everybody talks about the distractions of the postseason. Have you been finding that lots of ticket requests, having to worry about getting family in, and people bugging you?
I think my family does a pretty good job. Keep it pretty low stress for me. But I think we keep it pretty in-house and keep the expectations and things within our clubhouse and just try and focus on playing baseball.
Stay right here. Adley, just how much buzz have you felt around the city, just the fans and the support you guys have been getting throughout this week?
Yeah, it's been exciting. It was cool to have fans out on Wednesday for the sim game and kind of just feel that energy and people getting excited. But I think we're, you know, excited for Saturday and ready to get going.
Adley, are the butterflies maybe you feel right now remind you at all of the College World Series?
Absolutely. You know, playing in a big game like this, I think you try and prepare yourself to put yourself in that mindset throughout the year when we've had big games. And I think our guys are ready to go and are excited to be playing in a, you know, high level game like this.
Adley,
a
lot's been said about how the postseason is totally different from the regular season. What have you noticed just from maybe watching some of the postseason games already, or just imagining what these games are going to be like? How do you imagine it'll be different from the regular season?
I mean, I feel like I've noticed just in any game that you play, you know, going back a couple years to now, once you step on the field and you get that first pitch out of the way, it becomes baseball. There's a lot of stuff that leads into games, but once you get going, it just feels like baseball again.
We'll stay there.
Adley, Bradish had such a great season, and especially the second half. I mean, what was going so well for him later in the year?
I mean, just to see his learning curve, you know, he's always had phenomenal stuff, but to see how his pitches are used most effectively and to kind of just build himself up and his identity as a pitcher. He's become confident in that and really confident in what he's becoming. So I think just to see his confidence day in and day out and his plan going into each game is really fun to be a part of.
One row behind. Third
Adley,
row.
What stands out to you about the Texas Rangers, both as a guy who will be handling their hitters from behind the plate and facing their pitchers?
Yeah, they're a really good team. Played them earlier in the year, and you know, they were good then. It's been cool to watch what they've gone through this year, and I think we're excited to play them.
I think up front on the right, Adley.
Adley,
I'm sorry. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Adley. So when you made your debut, you took that famous, you know, moment to kind of look around and soak it all in that we all wrote about.
Famous.
Do you expect to do that kind of thing today? I mean, tomorrow or during the series at all?
I'm really excited to see the crowd. I've heard that playoff baseball here is pretty cool. I was talking to Ryan Klemek about it. He said he went to a postseason game here in 2014 and said the atmosphere was absolutely electric. So I'm really excited to, you know, to see the fans and just to feel that excitement.
We'll stay in that row, Adley.
This is going to be probably the biggest crowd you've ever seen, at least here in Camden Yards. You talked about it being electric. Are there other nerves that are going out through there, or how you're going to deal with the loudness of it and all?
I feel like we've played in some pretty loud environments. You know, whenever you're playing like indoor stadiums too, it seems to be a little bit louder for some reason. But like I said, when you like get going and start playing, you're just in the moment, you're playing, and it just becomes another baseball game, and you see guys really settle down. So I'm excited to just get going.
I think two rows behind, Gabe.
Oh, hey, Adley. It hasn't been that long since you made your famous debut. and since then, you've seen Gunner come up and Grayson come up and Jordan and all these guys. What has it been like for that process for you to watch them come up and you suddenly being maybe not an old guy, but an older guy in that process?
It's to see guys go through multiple years of development and experience together, to see them end up at this spot, kind of achieving their dream and their goals, is really cool. You feel invested in kind of the process and their journey. And, you know, I'm just excited for these guys and, you know, to see their character, and they're such good guys. You want to see them succeed. And I think it's what makes our clubhouse so close is the fact that you got guys who care about each other genuinely, and it makes it that much more exciting and that much better to show up to the ballpark every day.
Far back, the left center aisle.
Yeah, you talked about the crowd and the atmosphere. How much do you guys truly feed off of that atmosphere and the crowd, and how beneficial will that be, especially the first two games here at Camden Yards?
Yeah, I feel like our guys really enjoy playing in big-time environments. And when the crowd's into it, I think our guys definitely feed off of it. It's something that we've noticed throughout the year that, you know, when the crowd gets loud, guys get more excited. And, you know, it just makes everything that much better.
Right across the aisle on the right.
What's up, Adley?
Hi.
This week of rest, I mean, obviously you guys, you know, played to get this week. How beneficial has it been? And is any part of you kind of apprehensive about a potential rust factor when you do get out there tomorrow?
I think our guys have made the most of it, really gotten their bodies right. You know, I think we've done a good job practicing throughout this week, sim games and whatnot. So I think our guys are well rested, ready to go. And, you know, our team's excited. And so I think there's no apprehension.
In the second row on your right, Atlee.
Hey, Atlee. What is it about the young guys on this team you think that allows them to handle those big moments, big games so well?
Honestly, I think it starts at the top. Just having, a team chemistry that's very process-oriented, and guys go out and they just play ball. They have fun doing it, and, you know, it becomes less about what's going on around them and more about just focusing on the team and what we got to do to win. So when you have that mindset, it makes baseball a lot more fun, and you have a very clear goal in mind.
I'll stay right there.
Adley, a couple years ago when you were in the minor leagues and this team was losing 100 games a season, could you have imagined that just a couple years later this year that you guys could win 100 games, be the top team in the American League, host up, you know, be the top seed, host playoff games?
Yeah, I think going into spring training this year, we really had an expectation that we're going to, you know, we had a talented team and we were going to see what we could do. I know a couple years ago back in Altite, you know, we had a couple guys down there who were coming up together, and, you know, we always talked about the what if and what we could do, but it was, you never know until you get here and you see the clubhouse that you have together. And like I said, in spring training, we kind of saw that, and guys were excited to get going this year. And I think to see the way we've battled throughout the year is something special. And I think we're very proud of the way we handled the regular season. So guys are ready for the next step.
I'll take a few more. The second row on your left.
Adley, you're sitting up there. You've been smiling a lot today. Just how does it feel to be in the position that you're in right now, going into the postseason? The excitement has been felt from a couple of guys on the team. But for you personally, how excited are you to get this going tomorrow?
I mean, I'm super excited. This is a complete blessing to have an opportunity like this to play postseason baseball with a great group of guys, you know, in a stadium with an electric atmosphere. And there's nothing more you can really ask for. It's, you know, the opportunity to do something like this is amazing, and you kind of cherish it. And so, I mean, that's why I'm smiling, and I just crushed a cold brew, so.
We'll stay right there.
Adley, you and the Rays were battling it out for much of the season, trying to get first place in the AL East. What struck you about the way the Rangers were able to sort of neutralize them in that sweep with, like, only one run scored?
Yeah, I mean, they're a phenomenal team, and they've had a great year. You know, good pitching, good bats. you know, for us, it's always been about like trying to keep it on us and what we can control. And so we're going to try and come out with a good plan from a hitting pitching side. And that's what we've done all year. So we're going to try and continue to do that.
Two last quick ones.
Adley, you've had a really good perspective on the progress that the starting pitchers have made this year, Kyle, Grace, and Dean. How would you characterize where they started and where they're entering the playoffs right now as a group?
It's been very cool to see their journey. They've gotten a lot better since the beginning of the year, and it's just a testament to who they are as people and as players, continuing to try and get better. They've always had pretty good success, but to see them just continue to want to learn more and just not be satisfied with where they're at, it says a lot about them as people, and it's cool to see how far they've come.
We'll finish up with Andy right here.
Adley, how have you seen this bullpen come together and stand really tall since Felix Bautista got injured?
Our team's really close, and guys continue to pick each other up. And, you know, Felix, it's tough. It's tough to see a friend go through that and a teammate. But, like I said, guys are supportive, and they continually pick each other up. And our team's really close, so guys will continue to do that.
Adley, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.